Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 275 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 31st of May 2026. Hello. So, I decided today to take the 31 from the date and see what CDs I had which ended with it. CD 31 is Ian MacPhail's Highlander Music Volume 5. Number 131 is The Host of the Air by James Gray, Laura Risk and Susie Petrov. 231 is Sandy Nixon's Magic Medicine. 331 is Alistair Hunter playing for the Delft Book of Dances. And 431 is my recently acquired copy of Jim McLeod's band for RSCDS Book 35. I have taken two tracks from each CD and then two more from the Ian MacPhail one, as it is such a good CD, but I rarely use it for class as it is deemed too fast mostly these days. We will begin with Mrs. Stewart's Jig from Book 35 and Jim McLeod and his band.
Thank you.
Jim McLeod played Captain Charles Stewart's Jig by Malcolm MacDonald, My Wife's a Wanton Wee Thing by Neil Gow, The Green Shades of Gask and Kinloch of Kinloch, both traditional, for Mrs. Stewart's Jig. On to Alistair Hunter for a CD from 2001 for the Delft Book of SCDs. And this is for the dance The Reel of the Gordon Highlanders by Ard Bood, devised in 1994 to celebrate the regiment's 200th anniversary. In the dance, one's cross cast half figures of eight, lady up, man down, into left shoulder reels of three on own sides. Then there is the spoke, and it finishes with a circle.
Thank you.
Alistair Hunter played the reel of the Gordon Highlanders, composed by Pipe Major Stuart Sampson, The Blackberry Bush, Major David Manson by Peter MacLeod, and the Aardvarsar Blacksmith by Pipe Major E. McRae. Amongst these five CDs we even have a medley, Johnny Walker, 64 bars of Strass Bay, then repeated in jig time. And it is on Ian MacPhail's Highlander Music, Volume 5, from 1996. Ian MacPhail and his band played Ian's compliments to John McInnes and The Emperor's Warriors by Angus MacDonald for Johnny Walker. I'm not sure if this dance is plural or not. The dance is The Mathematicians, plural, by Alex Gray, an 80-bar reel canon for four couples in a longwise set. Think Farewell to Balfour Road, which is a 32-bar canon. The music is played by Alex's son, James Gray, 5x40 as required to complete the dance, but the tune, by James Scott Skinner, is called The Mathematician, singular. On this CD, The Host of the Air, James Gray is joined by Laura Risk and Susie Petrov, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. James Gray, Laura Risk and Susie Petrov played The Mathematician by James Scott Skinner and two tunes by Jimmy Hill, Newcastle Hornpipe and The Bee's Wing Hornpipe. And our fifth CD today is Sandy Nixon and his band's Magic Medicine to accompany Ian Barber's Book of Dances by the same name. So our eight times Strass Bay is Where Friends Meet, a simple, i.e. short, to crib dance. Three couples, grand chain, then all set, Highland Schottische to the right and cross left with partner, Highland Schottische to the left and cross back right hand into six hands round and back. And the progression in the last eight bars is ones and twos dance the knot. Sandy plays this at his usual lick.
Thank you.
8 tunes from Sandy Nixon and his band for the Strathspey Where Friends Meet, Miss Marianne Oliphant of Rossi by Robert McIntosh, Lord Lindock by Peter Agnew, Piper Play the Light Strathspey, which is traditional, Bonnie Bridge by James Scott Skinner, and the last four are all traditional. Loudon's Bonnie Woods, Rose Among the Heather, The Back of Catter Thin, and Lady Graham's Strathspey. We will go back to Ian MacPhail for our next dance, the four-couple jig The Weathercock by Veronica Hughes, which was originally published in the Leeds Branch Silver Jubilee book in 1987, before adoption by the RSCDS in the second graded book in 2010. I guess Ian's track rarely gets played now that there are more tempered versions available. Ian MacPhail's Scottish Dance Band played the traditional Brian Broom and Over the Sea, and the third tune by Ian was Janet McInnes. Our second track today from Alistair Hunter is for the Scots Brigade, an 8x32 bar reel by Mary Jane Gould from 1989, in which ones have a solo to get to second place opposite sides, for twos and ones ladies chain, then twos, ones and threes, grand chain, and the dance finishes with hello goodbye setting. Thank you. Alistair composed the name tune for the Scots Brigade and then played three traditional and very well kent tunes, The Nut Brown Maiden, Willie's Gun to Melville Castle and Duncan Gray. And a second from James, Laura and Susie will be for the three couple Strass Bay, The Border Weavers, which is also one of Alex Gray's dances. One's turn right and the lady cast followed by her partner to second place opposite sides, all circle round and back. Ones and threes dance a mirror allemande, basically a two-couple circulating allemande, so now threes are in the centre places on opposite sides. Or Petronella, while threes set, twos and ones change places with their partner, or Petronella, and all set. James Gray, Laura Risk and Susie Petrov played The Wark of the Weavers, The Drunken Piper by Alexander MacLeod and Joiner's Saw for The Border Weavers. We will up the tempo again now with another from Ian MacPhail. Midnight Oil is a 5x48 bar jig by John Drury. And again, Ian plays a great set, even if a bit speedy for today's dancers. Thank you. George Meikle composed the tune for Midnight Oil, and the other four tunes were all by Ian MacPhail: Kitty's Jig, Carol's Jig, Wendy's Jig, and Christine's Jig. Our second dance from RSCDS Book 35 and Jim McLeod's band is appropriately named the Summer Assembly, actually devised by Roy Goldring in 1985 as a tribute to St. Andrew's Summer School. The dance is 88 bars in real time for a square set. For the Summer Assembly is The Odd Fellows by James Scott Skinner. Two dances left, and we will have a three-couple Strathspey by Ian Barber with music from Sandy Nixon, In on the Moor. All circle round and back, twos as dancing couple turn first corner left hand and fourth corner right hand. Then mirror reels of three on the sides, with ones casting off at the end and twos finishing at the top. End with a three-couple allemande. Thank you. Sandy Nixon and his band played Ballochmyle Brig, composed in the 1880s by A. McAlpin, for the building of the Ballochmyle Viaduct in Ayrshire, and then two more Scott Skinner tunes, Milladen and the Glen Livid. And now we will finish in fine traditional style with Mari's Wedding from Ian MacPhail and his band. 8 great tunes from Ian MacPhail, Mari's Wedding, The Bonnie Lass of Ivy, Pulling Bracken, Mally Lee, The Ewest Walking Song, Let Him Go, Let Him Tarry, Alistair of the Dun, and The Barnyards of Dalgetay. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the music today, and keeping on theme as such, I went to my 31st non-SCD Scottish CD, and it was Ewan's recent collection, Memories of Valour. So we are playing out with When They Sound the Last All Clear. Next week, what will June bring? Bye!